Hi, my name is Dave Cooper and I run a service called Alternative to Rehab. It's all about recovery from addictions and dependencies. And I hope you're coping really well with the coronavirus lockdown and all the guidance and so on. But with everything that's going on, I thought I would do a short video on what are some of my concerns for people in recovery, particularly in early recovery around all of this. So let's get started. A couple of the things we see very typically in early recovery are people who tend towards OCD, people who tend towards isolation, and people who tend towards paranoia, particularly if they've come off strong drugs like cocaine and alcohol. Of course, with the lockdown and the guidance, we're actually being told to do these things. We're being told that we need to wash our hands 20 times a day and don't touch your face and don't touch things and keep away from people. We're told to isolate, of course, and to not even meet family. And of course, the whole idea is that there really is a thing out there that's going to get you and wants to harm you, make you ill, and even kill you. So all of this, of course, if we're not careful, it can absolutely play into those very things that we need to recover from. So I thought I would talk a little bit about that and what we might do about that, particularly in the context of the way I approach things and recovery. Here's a question for you. Do you struggle with authority? Is there a part of you that hates being told what to do? This is very common amongst us. If we've been hurt by authority figures, police, social services, even family, then we will have a part of us, a part of our personality, our brain will react to any kind of authority, being told to stay in, being told to keep your distance from people, don't drive around. All of these things can fire you, can trigger you in ways that are unhelpful. So what are we going to do about all this? Well, the first thing I would want to say is whatever you're tending towards, any of those four things, the most important thing to remember is that it's not the feeling that's the problem. It's not the feeling that's the problem. It's not what you do. It's not what you think. It's not what you say. The issue is always with the motivation. Get your concentration on why you're doing what you're doing, not so much what you're doing. And so we can see with isolation, for instance, we're being told to isolate. So that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. So it's not the thing itself, but it's why we're doing what we're doing. If we check out what's going on with us, then we can try to be balanced and grounded around how much of these guidelines are we following? Are we going too far? Have we got things in proportion? This would be the first thing to check out. I would also say, share where it hurts. Pop any balloons that you've blown up. I'll leave a reference to that in the notes just so that you can check out another video about that. It's all about choosing to pop those balloons. In other words, sharing, managing to get out of you what it is that's going on. Don't let it build up so it's way out of proportion. Use whatever online services there are, or just your phone, if that's all you have, to communicate those things. Try to include in these conversations, which I would say 2, 3, or 4 times a day, call someone, talk about things, and try your best to share, to communicate what it is that is hurting you, what it is that you're struggling with, whether you're going too far with some of these guidelines or anything else that's a problem, particularly if it's a problem following authority. So the biggest principle of all here in terms of our recovery is the principle that we accept that recovery is difficult. In other words, we have to use whatever life throws at us to continue to grow and develop. This is the biggest recovery principle of all. And if you don't do this, then things tend to crush you, get you down. But if you can find a way of turning things on the head and saying, I'm going to use this time, I'm going to use this challenge, I'm going to use these guidelines to grow and to develop myself further. What can we do? Well, we can volunteer for a start. It's a wonderful thing to do. My counselling agency has got a direct link with the NHS, and we've all volunteered our services to help with people who've been bereaved by this condition or people who've been sick through it. I want to say you can do something too. If you can drive, if you've got a phone, there are ways in which you can offer your services. And there's nothing better, I don't think, than helping someone in order to get us out of ourselves, to help us get away from that very private, very self-obsessed stuff that can happen in early addiction without, in early recovery, without even being forced to sit in your home all day. It can already be an issue. One of the great ways of getting out of that is to volunteer. Now, if you're saying to me, Dave, I'm in early recovery, I really can't be volunteering or doing too much, then what I would say is use your online service, whether it's YouTube, Skype, or just the television, to find out positive stories of this condition. Things, particularly where people have volunteered or come together as a community. One of the things we know about crisis is that it always brings us together much more so than when everything's going great. That's what when people tend to isolate. But crisis brings togetherness, and they're very heartwarming and inspiring stories, you can see. So if you can't do anything else, do get in touch with those stories. Do listen and watch inspiring stories. So let's just have a recap here. What am I saying? I'm saying that some of the guidelines are actually causing us to play into actually our difficulties, whether it's OCD, isolating, or paranoia, or even an issue with authority. This can also be a big problem for us in early recovery. What I'm saying is the principle to use is pop those balloons, turn it on its head, use it to grow through. Find a way of saying, how can I use this to grow and my personal recovery, my personal development? So let's hope this is all over with reasonably quickly and we can get back to normal life. What we will come out of it with, I am sure, is an appreciation of everything that we have as what we would call normal life, an appreciation of our services and appreciation of our community. That's what I hope you will emerge from this with, as well as a great recovery. That's about it. I wish you well, and until next time, bye for now.